I'm enjoying my studies here in the book of Galatians. I'm in the third chapter. We spoke yesterday on the limitations of the law. Paul attempted to define the Lord's redemptive work in terms other than what a person can do in order to be saved, in order to be right with God. The apostle had already made clear in verses 6 through 9 that Abraham's blessing was justification by faith, and as a further result of Christ's redemption, was that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. To illustrate that the law cannot be imposed upon the believer as a basis for his relationship with God, Paul turns to a well-established principle in human relations. In verse 15, Paul says, "Brethren, I speak after the manner of men, though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man disannuls it or adds thereto." Paul is here using an everyday example. When two people agree on a matter and sign in an agreement, no one can break it, add to it, or modify it in any way. It's a done deal. No one can change it. And then he says, "Now to Abraham and his seed was the promise made. He said, not to the seeds as of many, but as one, and to thy seed, which is Christ." Now God made his promise to Abraham and to his descendant. The scriptures here does not use the plural seeds, meaning many people, but singular seed, meaning one person only, namely Jesus Christ. "And this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before of God in Christ, the law which was 430 years after, cannot disannul, that it should make the promise of none effect." Paul is saying that God made a covenant with Abraham, and he promised to keep it. The law which was given 430 years later cannot break the covenant that God had made with Abraham. It cannot make it annulled. It cannot cancel God's promise, because God's promises are yea and amen. And then Paul says in verse 18, "For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more a promise, but God gave it to Abraham by promise." If God's gift depends on the law, Paul is saying, then it no longer depends on God's promise. However, it was because of his promise that God gave Abraham the gift. Wherefore, Paul says, "Why serve the law? It was added because of transgression, till the seed," Jesus Christ is that seed, "till the seed should come to whom the promise was made. And it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator." Paul is saying, what was the purpose of the law? It was added only to show that what wrongdoing is, and it was meant to last until the coming of Abraham's descendant, to whom the promise was made, which was Jesus Christ, we know. And then the law was handed down by angels, with a man acting as a go-between. And of course, we know who that mediator was. It was Moses. And then verse 20 says, "Now a mediator is not a mediator of one." A go-between, he says, a mediator, a go-between, is not needed when only one person is involved. They had to be more than one, at least two, and in this case, there was two. Who were the two that Moses mediated this law with? It was God and the children of Israel. The children of Israel did not want God to speak to them personally. They'd heard his voice one time, and it scared them so bad, they told Moses, Don't let God talk to us anymore. Let God speak to you, Moses, and then you tell us what he said. That's what Paul is saying here. Moses was the mediator between God and man. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.